last savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of iRibe English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program, The Last Savior. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have a special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Oman, Islamic researcher, Brother Alavian. Assalamu alaikum, brother, and welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum, rahmatullah. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right, Brother Alavian, we want to continue our discussion regarding the missions of the Sahabi, or a special Sahabi, Ashab al-Khas, of Imam al-As, Imam al-Mahdi, Ajalallah, may Allah hasten his reappearance. In our two previous programs, you talked about two types of missions, struggling against oppression or zulm, and struggling against deviations. Now, what is the third mission given by Imam al-As to his special deputies to act against when he reappears?
Based on what we learn from the language of narrations and rawayat and hadith, that third mission that we can define and we can actually categorize is development and prosperity of countries and establishment of justice. It requires some explanations to tell you what it exactly means. We said the mission of all the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from day one of creation, from Adam alayhi salam till today, was iqama. Iqama means establishment.
Yes.
By iqama, in the language of narration, we refer to the iqama of justice, adl. All the prophets, all the messengers of Allah, all these 124,000 messengers of Allah came just to value, to appreciate this concept of iqama, that is justice.
Yes.
Those who had the time to actually to implement a part of it, they did.
The concept of establishment is important. That's right. Okay.
So the Holy Prophet tried to do the iqama of salat. Iqama of salat means establishment. It has been established in Islam world, in Islamic Ummah. It is already there.
Okay.
But iqama of justice was the main mission of all the prophets and all the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This iqama requires elite of society, elite of the communities, Islamic or non-Islamic communities, to come and help and help. And to establish, to construct a society which deserves to be that utopia that all human beings in the course of history were wishing for.
Okay.
That utopia is there. This is the Mahdi utopia that we are waiting for. So ordinary people, I mean, cannot do this. I mean, those people like this special people and companions of Imam are the ones who deserve to do such a thing. And through this iqama, when you establish justice, then all the people feel a sort of confidence, serenity, and also trust in the government and governing system.
Let's define adala for us. What do we mean exactly? Does it mean that all the people, for example, enjoy the same part from the Baytul Mal, public treasure, or something like that?
Look, brother, adala or justice is something in front of oppression. So adala or justice is some is not going to be like, for example, our right in Baytul Mal or the treasury of the government. No, adala is something that all the human beings are thirsty of. I mean, they are all thirsty of finding their own rights in every aspect. If you are, for example, driving in a row, if you are, for example, working in your own office, when you see this injustice, it irritates you.
Yes.
You can check that the roots of all the revolutions in the history was this lack of justice.
Yes.
Oppression.
Yes.
People got tired of oppression and they just voiced up.
Yes.
You see, so in we cannot define one single aspect. When your right is being violated in every aspect, so you feel that, okay, your right is being kept observed and booked there. When you feel that this government, in the government that we are talking about, no one's right is going to be violated. And if your right has been violated, you can find a way and you are sure that your right will be given back to you. Then you'll become happy.
Yes.
It's the time that you support this government, you support this system.
Yes.
You see, so this adala that we are talking about is in every aspect. The adala, for example, for ladies and for women. We see that lots of oppression goes to the women in the world.
Yes.
Not from today. It was even from the past.
Yes.
You see? But when they feel that, okay, their rights is there. I mean, yes. they are respected, they are valued, and they see. This is only one example. I can mention many, many other examples, yes, in different periods.
Now, this is just aspects. Look at the world. What's happening in the world, you know? The minorities, colored people, different religious minorities, ladies, you know, in different movements, they are looking for their rights.
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
Between different races.
Okay.
Some races feel their rights have been violated. Mm-hmm. Again, this is the time that these leaders, actually special companions of Imam, are the ones, yes, who Imam ordered them, yes, to behave people and to treat people with benevolence and justice.
Very good. Okay. Thank you much, Brother Alavian. Let's take our first break and then we'll continue our discussion.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old pain.
Welcome back, dear listeners of iRab English Radio, Call of Islam page. You're listening to the program, The Last Savior. I am Atta, the host of this program. All right, Brother Alavian, this third important mission given by Imam al-Mahdi to his companions, special companions or Sahabi, is observing justice or establishing justice in different societies, a concept that all the people are looking for. Maybe the best example of the justice was Imam Ali alayhi salam at his time, up to an extent that George Jordan wrote a book, Al Imam Al Ali, Sawt Al Adalat Al Insaniya, Imam Ali alayhi salam, The Voice of Human Justice. Is this justice going to be the same as Imam Ali alayhi salam?
Yes, let me tell you something. Okay. Parallel to this adala that Imam is looking for, and the companions of Imam are trying to reach to that point, yes, even parallel to that, they are working again on the development and prosperity of countries and cities as well.
Uh-huh.
So they are going side by side.
Yes.
But back to your question, yes, this adala that Imam wanted to actually implement it, but Imam was martyred due to his adala and justice, due to severity of his justice.
Yes.
Right. So it means that it was left incomplete. And I mean, to the area, to the level that he was working on it, it was successful. So was it spread to the other areas of the Islamic Ummah?
Yes.
So it's something that we need to discuss it in another session. So it means that this adala that Imam Ali alayhi salam was starting and was looking for will be implemented fully and comprehensively.
Implemented at the time of Imam.
At the time of Imam Ali alayhi salam. I want to say that it was not completed at the time
so
of
the
Imam.
So the background is already over there.
The same concept, actually worldview that Imam Ali alayhi salam had, it would be implemented.
And the other
here.
Infallible Imams.
Definitely.
Like Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, he was after Adala. He said, I am after l'islah ummat Rasulullah, correcting and reforming the Ummah of Rasulullah. Okay, so now Imam al-Mahdi Jalallah is going to do.
When we said that Imam dispatches all his companions to different parts of the world and asks them to treat people with justice and benevolence, these are the two main recommendations that Imam alayhi salam makes to them. I mean, and they know that they have to be like this because it is the goal of their mission. And Imam tells these rulers, when he sends them to different parts of the country, he says, in case you face any problem in solving an issue or in solving a problem, you just need to watch your palm of the hand.
Yes.
And it says that, إِذَا قَامَ الْقَائِمُ بَعَثَ فِي الْأَقَالِيمِ الْأَرْضِ فِي كُلِّ أَقْلِيمِ رَجُلًا ثُمَّ يَقُولُ لَهُ عَهْدُكَ فِي كَفَّكَ.
This,
your treaties is in your hand, in palm of your hand.
Mm-hmm.
فَإِذَا وَرَدَ عَلَيْكَ مَا لَا تَفْهَمُهُ ولا تعرف القضاء فيه فانظر إلى كفك. Look at the palm of your hand, you will find the answer for that. So it means there is a sort of communication between Imam and these special leaders. They will, in no time they will receive the answers in case they face any issue and any problem.
That's right.
So is it due to the development or progress in technology or IT or something else or, I don't know, spiritual communication? We have no idea exactly about this.
Sorry, it would be very much difficult nowadays. Just look at what is happening in Palestine.
Mm.
You know, everybody all around the world through different means are asking for the justice what's taking place in Palestine.
Very true.
Or, for example, the Israel, you know, the Zionist attacks on Palestine. Even the non-believers in Islam nowadays, there was a recent case, you know, of a pilot, the American pilot, who we can say burned himself.
Yeah.
And in his last will and testament, all his assets were given to the children of Palestine. Through different means, the people are looking for justice.
Very true.
But they don't know what to do because, as you said, the sources are corrupt in the world.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
We say exactly. We said that this is the missed ideal of human being. That
yes.
Human being is in search of.
Yes.
So, but let me give you a glad tidings again that this usurper regime will end before the arrival of Imam. And inshallah, hopefully, at the time of Imam, Imam will stand for prayer in Masjid al-Aqsa.
Okay.
Yes. And the Prophet Isa, Jesus the Christ, will be saying prayers behind him. So yes. It means that this regime will not take long and hopefully it will be removed from the scene of the earth. And this justice that at least these people who are being genocide and massacred in Palestine are the ones who are more thirsty of this justice at this time. It's very strange and very, I don't know, difficult to understand that why a person from US who was a pilot, who was not even a Muslim,
a Navy one, that's right,
who was not even a Muslim, feels this necessity to say something, to show himself that he disagrees with this oppression that goes in this part of the world, but many Islamic countries are silent and do nothing. So this is the bid'ah, the innovation that I have been talking about, that Imam stands in front of this bid'ah. A person from other religions feels this necessity to show, to say something, to represent himself and say that, okay, I disagree with this oppression, this genocide that is happening there, but other Muslims are silent and do nothing.
That's right. Okay, thank you very much, Brother Alavian. Let's take, take our second break and then we'll continue our discussion.
مهدينا في الأزمان شع ضياءه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم مبتده من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه
سنه
مهدينا في الأزمان شع ضياءه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له أليق والظالم مبتده من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه
Welcome back, dear listeners of Arab English Radio, Call of Islam page. You're listening to the program, The Last Savior. That's right, the justice and adala in different aspects. Will the companions of the Imam, the Sahabi and Ashab of the Imam, for example, are they concerned about the adala in environment or nature, or for example, even among the animals?
Exactly. Even we have some witness that tells us that even all the creatures, not only human beings, are going to be happy at the time of advent of Imam Ali. So even the animals find their best life in that time, at the time of Imam's arrival.
And the true adala of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be manifested on that time, you know. It's very much different from justice organizations nowadays active in the world.
Very true. One of the reasons that we see lots of folders and court cases are happening in the courts and is due to this oppression that goes to the people.
Yes.
Even sometimes we see that this oppression is only the oppression that, for example, Israelis actually put in Palestinians. Oppression has different levels and different classes. One simple kind of oppression is the oppression of a person and his own self. The oppression of a person, for example, to his wife or his
self-oppression.
The wife on her husband.
Yes.
You see, so different levels of oppression, inshallah, will be removed. Inshallah. At least, I don't want to say that, okay, they will happen overnight.
No.
It takes time. But does it mean that there would be no sin in the world at that time of Imam? Look, the answer is that all the people find this confidence that their rights will be given back to them. But it doesn't mean that necessarily...
You mean this ray of hope?
Yes. I mean, they are fully assured that their rights will be get back to them. So and there must be some people that still, with presence of Imam, might make a mistake. Yes, might make a sin. I mean, but it means about the rights of those whose rights have been violated and ignored will be given back to those people.
That's all right. Thank you very much, Brother Alavian, for a nice elaboration regarding this topic, the justice of Adala, given as the third mission to the companions, or special, it's better to say, Sahabi of Imam al-Mahdi, ajjalallah, may Allah hasten his reappearance. It was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program, The Last Savior. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam, page, and another episode. God bless you all, fi amanallah.